The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Wow. Where do we begin? Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. It is Friday, and... you know, Grace, we should probably address the big elephant or the big foot in the room right now and explain.
That's a good idea.
Explain what happened. I posted an item on the Instagram about what happened, and I just want to say I love our audience, and Grace, you know I love our audience.
Of course,
we have the smartest, most beautiful audience in all of talk radio.
Yes,
but they're not very sympathetic. They are not a sympathetic bunch.
It's called tough love, Todd.
Well, there's a lot of tough love. I think I'm bruised. So, Grace, I have been dealing with this foot issue, this ankle issue, for quite some time now, and it really the massive trip to California, I think, was it. That was, you know, the ankle finally said, "That's it. We're done. We're done." And so it is. I have been in a bit of excruciating pain over the past really couple of months now. And so immediately after the show, took off to the orthopedist, and they did some x-rays, and they figured out what the problem was. And so if you've seen the Instagram, I posted a photograph. I'm in this giant, like, stormtrooper boot.
Yes.
And it's really not doing the trick at all, because it still hurts.
Well, if somebody tries to rob you, you can use it as a weapon at least.
Yes, or, you know, will deflect bullets.
That's true.
So anyway, back in 1987, and I know people are going to find this very hard to believe, I used to do a lot of running, and I was a pretty good runner. And I fell and broke my ankle.
Ouch.
So I had to have surgery, and this was back, more than 30 years ago. And they put a metal plate on my ankle.
That sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, you would think so, and you never really think about it. I mean, it's there. You know, you got the scar. Chicks dig scars. You know, the story.
Battle scars.
So anyway, they did the x-ray, and the doctor says, well, I've got some great news. You're going to have surgery, but it's not the bad surgery. He thought they were going to have to reconstruct my entire ankle. And it turns out that one of the screws in the plate has become dislodged, and that is actually causing the problem and the pain and the swelling and whatnot.
So you literally and metaphorically have a screw loose is what you're saying.
Yes, I do.
I mean, it's...
And you know that's going to be the headline on Media Matters.
Oh, yeah.
Starnes admits he has a screw loose.
Breaking news!
And he consumes rat poison.
Oh, gosh.
You know how these people are going to be.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm gonna have to have some surgery, but here's the fun part: they gave me something called hydrocodone, which
that's the heavy
stuff. It's the heavy duty stuff, and I was down at my favorite pharmacy, the Germantown Pharmacy, but which, you know, where everybody knows your name, and you walk in, Todd, how's it? You know, great people, love those folks to death over there. And if you live in Germantown, Tennessee, you need to forget about the big box people. You need to go and move your prescriptions over there. It's just a lot of fun. And so anyway, she said, don't party too hard. And then she's, you know, the pharmacist. And something along the lines of, you know, if you're not careful, you'll end up running down Germantown Parkway in your pajamas. So
oh,
you got to make sure, you got to be careful with this stuff. That being said, I'm required to take two of those things a day, and one of them I had to take before the show.
Oh, gosh.
So, Grace, if I start going weird, you need to step in and just intervene. We've got Congressman Mark Meadows coming on, you know, the former chief of staff. So if I'm like, Mark, I love you, man. I love you, man. No.
I'll just have to jump in.
Just jump in. You know, we're going to try to make sure nothing like that happens, but today's program, I am under the influence of legal narcotics, but, you know, and some people are like, I wouldn't have admitted that. Well, you know, we're an open book. We believe in transparency on the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
I'm pretty sure I had that drug when I had my wisdom teeth removed, and I was definitely pretty loopy, so.
Yeah.
If so you that's start mumbling stuff that sounds left-leaning, I'll really know you're not feeling great.
Just throw something and hit me upside the head. I'll be good.
I throw
to
the
know.
Boot at you.
Well, there you go. There you go. So anyway, all that to say, could be a fun show today, folks.
I got some fun trivia for us, too.
Well, that's good news. Good news. We are always honored to have you joining us here at the Liberty University Studios. We're going to have a lot of fun today, and we are going to play some trivia. Also, our good friend, Congressman Mark Meadows, is going to be here along with Congressman Chris Stewart out of Utah. And we're going to be talking with the president of the College of the Ozarks. They are embroiled in a major religious liberty lawsuit, and we're going to talk to those good folks as well. One other thing before I get into Mayor Pete Buttigieg, well, metaphorically speaking, it's the drugs. Today is $5 Friday, and Grace, we were talking about this earlier on. Turn your mic back on. So we were talking about this in the break. Probably most of our listening audience doesn't have $10,000 just laying around.
I can say I don't.
but we were chatting, we figured, you know what? We're raising money all this month. It's our big radiothon for Alliance Defending Freedom, and we figured, okay, but our audience probably has $5 to give.
I mean, that's what my cup of coffee at Starbucks costs, $4.88.
All right, why are you still going to Starbucks? I don't do it very often.
I do it when I forget to make my coffee.
We have free coffee here in the building, and it's delicious.
But I only drink cold brew.
Well, you can put it in the fridge. We have a cooler. So what we've decided to do, and Grace, this was a brilliant idea. You and Kyle came up with this idea, is to have a $5 Friday. So we are raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom all this month so they can take on these big court cases like College of the Ozarks or Baronel Stutzman, and they need our help, and they need every single dollar. And if every person in this listening audience just donated $5 here in the next hour or so, we would raise all of the money they're looking to raise for the entire month. So here's what we would love for you to do. Go to ToddStarnes.com. You'll see the Alliance Defending Freedom banner there. Click on that banner, and it'll give you options on what to give, or you can just type in what amount you would like to give. And today, we just want you to give $5, a $5 Friday, and let's see if we can't move the needle. We are literally within a couple of $1,000 of our final goal. You're getting paycheck today, so let's just take about $5 and donate it to an incredible cause. Can we talk about Mayor Pete Buttigieg for just a moment? So we are in the throes of a supply chain catastrophe. I mean, this is a catastrophic thing that is happening in our nation. And we've been asking you, and many of you have been calling in to let us know that store shelves in your communities are empty. There are things you cannot get out there to buy that you would like to buy. Many of you in the construction world, you've got issues as well. You can't get your supplies, lumber or whatnot. And it's a big, big problem. And the Biden administration has been rather dismissive of all of this. It turns out, and people have been asking, where is Pete Buttigieg? He is the transportation secretary. Where is this guy? Well, we found out, thanks to the fine reporting of Politico, that the reason why Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, the guy in charge of all of this and trying to figure out how to deal with the crisis, Pete Buttigieg has been AWOL. He's been missing in action because he's on maternity leave. Todd, don't you mean paternity leave? No, I mean maternity leave. I mean, somebody's got to be the mother in the situation, right? So Pete Buttigieg has been on maternity leave for 2 months. Here we are. The nation is in the throes of a crisis, and this guy is at home and doing Lord knows what. As a matter of fact, Tucker Carlson talked about this last night on Fox News Channel. Let's take a listen.
But still, the White House does not seem concerned. Pete Buttigieg has been on leave from his job since August after adopting a child. Paternity leave, they call it, trying to figure out how to breastfeed. No word on how that went. But now he's back in office as the transportation secretary, and he's deeply amused, he says, to see that dozens of container ships can't get into this country.
Who does the breastfeeding, by the way? That is, I don't know. Tucker brought it up. Good question. Anyway, Buttigieg has been at home with his husband, and the husband's name, is it Chasten? Is that the husband's name? Is it Chasten or Chasten? I think it's Chasten. Anyway, Pete and Chasten have been at home, both taking maternity leave to care for their newborn twins. Keep in mind that Buttigieg is a member of the Biden administration. All Joe Biden needs to do is pick up the phone and say, dude, what is your problem? Get your butt back to work. Buttigieg, what's wrong with you? So a spokesperson for the Department of Transportation tells Politico, for the first 4 weeks, Pete was mostly offline except for major agency decisions and matters that could not be delegated. He's been ramping up activity since then. Buttigieg will continue to take some time over the coming weeks to support his husband and take care of his new children. Now, I want to go back here, and because I've got something to say about this. Back on August 17th, you might remember that was the day that Mayor Pete became apparent. There was a photograph taken of Mr. Buttigieg and his husband, Chasten, at a hospital. They were sitting together in a hospital bed. They were holding their newborn twins. They were wearing hospital admission bracelets. Now, we've got the photograph on ToddStarnes.com. And Grace Baker, before I say what this photograph looks like, what do you think? You're a woman. What do you think this photograph looks like to you?
I'm imagining, like, after giving birth, a picture. I'm picturing a woman who probably looks very, very tired. And some, you know, maybe Pete Buttigieg is next to her smiling and she's holding the baby, or maybe he's holding the baby.
No. It makes it look like, well, by the way, she's not anywhere in the photographs. The birth mother's not even mentioned. It's like she doesn't even exist. The photograph gives the impression that one of those two in the bed admitted to the hospital were the ones who gave birth. That's what it looks like.
Well, it's physically impossible. So
it is physically impossible. Thank you very much, Grace Baker. Because as much as the alphabet people try, they cannot redefine basic human anatomy. Can't do it. They cannot do it. But there they were. And at the time, I remember this was in the throes of the pandemic. And my question is, holy cow. Was there somebody who was denied, who was turned away from the hospital so that Mayor Pete and his husband could get a photo op in a hospital bed together wearing hospital admission bracelets? Nobody ever answered that question. We reached out to the hospital, but nobody got back to us. So again, Mayor Pete on paternity leave. Senator Tom Cotton says Buttigieg could not organize a one-car funeral. And it's true. He could not. But I have one final question to ask. So Mayor Pete got paid maternity leave. Chasten got paid paternity leave. I guess I'm not sure who's the maternity and who's the paternity in their relationship. That's none of my business. They got paid maternity leave. But what about the biological woman who actually gave birth to the children? Was she offered paid maternity leave? Inquiring minds would like to know. And by the way, one more thing before we head off to break here. And just want to point this out. If you are waiting for a toy, for a piece of furniture, for something to be delivered to you, and it's on a cargo ship that is parked off the coast of California right now, I want you to remember something. If you buy products made in America, you don't have to worry about that. Just something to keep in mind. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. The website up and running over at ToddStarnes.com. There's a lot of information for you to check out there. We'll be right back, America.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Thank you.
Now is your chance to enter to win one of six signed photos of President Trump. These were hand-signed by the president, and soon one could be hanging in your house. When President Trump signed these photos, he wanted to make sure all his supporters had the chance to get one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text PHOTO to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photo of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You'll get an exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text PHOTO to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photo. You don't want to miss this opportunity, folks. Our contest ends soon, paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. My good friend Wendy Hayes, she's a very popular Southern gospel singer. She says, Todd, you only have just one screw loose? That's one of the kinder comments. That's on the personal page. That's not even the liberals. Good Lord. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today, folks. And we've got a lot going on. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. We do want to hear from you, especially if you are beginning to see the effects of the supply chain crisis in your communities, in your neighborhoods. Also, many of you are now coming upon the deadline to get the vaccine. We're going to read a letter to you I received last night from a Union Pacific Railroad worker, and they have all been given a very severe choice, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. It's been a while, but our good friend from L.A.J., Georgia, you know him as Joe from L.A.J. Joe, what's going on?
Todd, I've got great news to report. Steve Moore, who was economic advisor to Trump, he's a good friend of mine. I talked to him yesterday, and he says that Glenn Youngkins is going to be elected governor of Virginia, and that would be the first Republican governor in 14 years. And I had breakfast with David Perdue, former senator, who's also a good friend of Steve and Youngkins. And both Steve Moore and David Perdue, by the way, I'd vote for David Perdue for anything he ran for, both of them say that Glenn Youngkins will be elected governor of Virginia. And the importance of this is in 3 weeks away. And if Youngkin wins that will open the door, according to David and Steve, for the Republicans to take over the House and Senate and the presidency in 2024. So that's a very important election. So, Todd, if you have any, and I know you do on your show, people in Virginia, please vote for Glenn Youngkins because he's much more McAuliffe is the one that said that the parents shouldn't have anything to do with your child's
education. And Joe, he did not just say that once or twice, but he said it three times. And he also said he would never allow school choice to happen in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So this guy is a radical anti-choicer, anti-parent Democrat. And it's interesting, Joe, because the polling data I see suggests that Youngkins is, in fact, going to be the next governor. But a Fox News poll that just came out yesterday has McAuliffe ahead. And again, I think that goes back to the Democrats who actually run the Fox News polling division.
I agree. I agree with you. They just had a Trafalgar poll that came out yesterday, and it was on, and they were saying that Youngkin was slightly ahead. And I believe that poll. I think Youngkin, and I trust Steve Moore and David Perdue. And, of course, your audience, I think if it's that close, I think your audience can give Youngkin what he needs to win the race. I really do, because I know you've got friends. Because when I call into your show, I've had a lot of people from Virginia call me and say, Joe, I hear you on the Todd Starnes show. So I think the Todd Starnes listeners in Virginia, if it's close, you will be the Todd Starnes listeners will give Youngkin the win over McAuliffe, which will be a huge win for the Republicans. And I believe that'll happen.
Well, we have, Joe, we have a lot of listeners in Richmond and also across Roanoke and Lynchburg, and they are fired up over this. And I think based on the current atmosphere, that moms and dads are enraged at what's happening in those public schools. And McAuliffe is on the wrong side of this issue. Joe, we've got to run. Good to hear from you. Have a great weekend. Folks, We're taking your calls, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting from the Liberty University Studios. We'll be right back. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the show, proudly broadcasting from the Liberty University Studios. Always good to be hanging out with you, especially on a Friday. We've got some trivia coming up in just a little while. We're going to throw out a trivia question. Do want to go to the phones right now. First, let's go to Texas. Victoria, hanging out with us on the live stream today. Victoria, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Hi, how nice to talk to you, sir.
Well, you're kind to say that. What's going on?
Okay, so let me just tell you, this is just incredible. So I'm a registered nurse. I work from home. Okay, my husband and I, we homeschool our children. I live in rural Texas. Okay, I've been a registered nurse for 18, almost 20 years. I work for a major insurance company, one of the biggest in the nation, one of the top three.
Is it the one with the crazy woman that wears white and the apron, or is it the one with the little lizard thing? Or can you even say?
It's one of the big health insurance.
Gotcha.
Companies.
Oh, I see.
One of the top three.
Gotcha.
Yeah, one of the top three. I'm either Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, or United. I work for one of those big ones. And we are now required to prove that we are vaccinated. But the crazy thing is, why do I have to prove that? Why do I have to tell anybody anything? I work from home in rural Texas. Why is that anybody's business?
So, Victoria, have you asked for a reason? Has anyone told you why you would have to do that?
Absolutely no reason. I can't get a hold of anybody above my immediate supervisors and directors. They seem to be just about as scared as everybody else and won't say anything. Yeah.
So just to be clear, you're a registered nurse and you work from home. Mm-hmm. So do you have physical contact with any patients?
No, not at all. Not at all. I call people. I may look at diabetes stuff for people. People call me. No, I have absolutely no physical contact.
Let me see because a lot of these insurance companies, they have one of those nurses, you know, or somebody will just call sort of a preventative care kind of a situation.
Yes, it's kind of that situation.
I see.
Yes.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know yet. You know, what I did is I put in one of those, like an exemption type of thing about my faith and my religion. But I don't know how far that's really going to get me.
Well, it's, you know, I'll tell you, Victoria, I would sincerely recommend you get a hold of, you know, Liberty Counsel or First Liberty Institute. I know they've been tackling those kinds of cases. Also, Pacific Justice Institute. And they've got thousands and thousands of people who are in a very similar situation.
Yeah, because what's going to happen is, these leftists, they're going to hurt people either way, because we're going to have a lot of nurses who aren't going to be able to work because of this problem, and people are going to hurt, or we're going to be forced to do this. Well, nobody can force us to do anything, but either way, they're hurting people. We just want to do our job.
Victoria,
you know what they've been doing.
Yeah, I hear you, Victoria, and I want you to hang in there. You know, again, do not resign. That is my advice. Do not resign. Okay. Make them fire you, so you'll have some sort of legal standing should it come to that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I just, remember all of the nurses out there who are just wanting to do their job without all this hassle from these people.
Well, we love nurses. We love the medical community on this program. And we know you guys are caught right in the middle of all of this. So you hang in there. And I want you to let us know what happens. Keep us updated on your situation, Victoria.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
That's Victoria from Texas. Sounds like a great lady, registered nurse. Works from home. She's the lady that calls you up to make sure that you're taking her vitamins and whatnot, and to keep you from going to the doctor. And they say, well, even if you're doing that from your home in the middle of nowhere, Texas, you still have to get the jab. Unbelievable. All right, I want to go. We're taking a pivot here. We were following a story out of Montana State University. Our official, unofficial correspondent, college correspondent Riley Neesant was telling us about a big protest a couple of weeks ago over these mandatory mask policies on campus. And there is an update to this story over at Campus Reform, where there is exclusive video showing the students that from the Young Americas for Liberty chapter really being bullied, not only by their fellow classmates, but by university employees. And Riley is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Riley, good to have you back with us on a Friday.
Thank you, Mr. Stern. It's good to be here.
So it looks like this is actually getting worse for you guys. What's the latest? What's going on?
So as far as I know, the president of the university, President Cruzado, will not accept our petition to end the mask mandate.
So you guys have been out there. Do you know how many people have actually signed on to this this petition?
I know that I think it's a little bit over 1,000, and it's the largest petition in Montana State University history.
That's just amazing. I understand also that one of the leaders of the group, one of your classmates, has really been. I mean, they're coming after this poor kid.
They are. He's gotten multiple vulgar emails from faculty and staff at MSU. And the worst of it was from a former faculty person. However, he is no longer employed there, but he messaged the leader of the Young Americans for Liberty via his Montana State University email account.
Yeah, and I appreciate you not saying what he emailed, but he dropped the F-bomb in this email to a student, and I believe his name is Dylan Dean, and another professor, Seth Pincus, a professor of antibody biology and medicine, sent him an email that says, honestly, I think you are a selfish idiot. Riley, I mean, these are your professors.
Correct. It's crazy to see. I mean, there's honestly no words for what's going on.
So has this emboldened you guys, or are you guys getting a little nervous now that the faculty is coming out so vigorously and ferociously?
I would say that we're a little discouraged just because of the penalties that we face, protesting and doing all this stuff, and the fact that the university president refuses to even look at the largest petition in Montana State University history.
It's pretty despicable, and I want you to let your group know. I know you're a member of Young Americans for Liberty. Anything we can do to help, we will do. We're not going to tolerate the university bullying students. That's unacceptable, and that's got to stop.
I agree. I appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
All right. Riley, hang in there. Riley Neesant from Montana State University. And look, these are good college kids. And it makes absolutely no sense for them to have to wear masks everywhere on the university campus. It makes absolutely no sense at all. The governor of Montana, a good friend of mine, and we may give him a call and see if he can't possibly intervene here and put a stop to this nonsense. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Athens, Georgia, another university town. Noah, listening to us on WDUN. Noah, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Todd, great to be here. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
Well, hey, Todd, I just wanted to call and tell you about some stuff I was made aware of today in the student newspaper. A group of students are seeking to get UGA and the USG, which is the governing body over all the universities in Georgia, to basically throw out Columbus Day and put in National Indigenous Peoples Day. And I just want to, you know, let your listeners know I'm old enough to remember when Biden said just last week that they didn't want to get rid of Columbus Day, but now it seems the left wants to.
Well, that's a fair point. What are they going to replace Columbus Day with?
Now they want to replace it with National Indigenous Peoples Day, I believe it's called, and they're saying that the reasoning is because, and I quote, "It's difficult for Native American students to connect on campus." I don't necessarily think that's 100% true at all, but I think it goes into a bigger narrative because the real celebration of Columbus Day, I think, is it started the Western civilization as we know it. It started where it really was the big cornerstone where you went from tyranny to you went to liberty. And I think that's a big reason why the left wants to get rid of it. You know, as your last guest Riley said, I mean, they want to force vaccines and they want people to forget about what exactly we were founded on. We were founded on liberty, not tyranny. And now it seems too many on the left have gotten too close with authoritarianism. So they want to strip any memory, as long as it benefits them, any memory of freedom in this country.
Noah, it's fascinating. Now, let me ask you a question. How old are you, Noah?
I am 20 years old.
All right, 20 years old. All right. What's amazing is that you have a lot more intellect than a lot of people who are 20 years older than you are, Noah. And the point being, they want to call this Indigenous Peoples Day. All right, well, that's all well and good. But quite frankly, a lot of those Indigenous peoples were guilty of doing things far more heinous than Christopher Columbus is alleged to have done. They committed great atrocities against other Native Americans, and they enslaved Native Americans. So my question is, are we now supposed to be celebrating that on Indigenous Peoples Day?
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right. And another thing also to look into, past Christopher Columbus, when, you know, the majority of people got here in Jamestown and whatnot, what they would do is, because we were very outnumbered, we had no idea what was going on, is they would make deals with, hey, we'll team up with the Seminoles if you guys go attack the other Indian tribe, right? And then, you know, obviously some of those deals got broken. I mean, humans are just liars in general. But yeah, what are we supposed to celebrate here? But then the real thing is they want to erase the history, like I said, that benefits, you know, freedom, but they don't want to erase the history, or they do want to erase the history that shows when Democrats are in the wrong, you know, when it comes to being for segregation. I mean, there's a very very good clip going out of a 1960s Democrat coming to 2020, and he was like, oh, Democrats are still the same, and it was a joke about that they want, you know, white graduations and black graduations, even though 60 years ago they still wanted that. And the Republicans have always been for integration in this system. But I think you're 100% right. A lot of people twice, three times my age are still buying into the myth that we must have the government to be our fathers. And if anybody in the last 18 months, I don't think the government has showed us one time they were good at anything besides taxing us and scaring us.
Well said, Noah. Great call. We're going to have to leave it there. We want you to give us a holler back one of these days. And folks, if nothing else, folks like Riley and Noah are evidence that there is hope for this country. And also an interesting little tidbit, we were told by our podcast people, the folks who keep track of the podcast, 44% of our podcast listeners are under the age of 35, which is pretty spectacular. And we're honored that so many younger people, whether they be in college, homeschool, high school, whatever, are listening to the conversation. And that's what we try to have here every single day on this program, a conversation. All right, we're going to throw out a trivia question as we go to break. A former United States president was hospitalized this week. Who was that? Who ended up in the hospital? If you know, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I've got to tell you, folks, it is so vitally important that we support organizations that share our values, and that's one of the reasons why we partner with Patriot Mobile. They are really the only Christian conservative wireless carrier in the country, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that we care about. And that's why I made the switch to Patriot Mobile, and I hope you do too. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, and use my first name as the promo code. Promo code Todd. They're going to give you free activation and a free gift. And they have a plan to fit any budget, no matter how big or how small. All you need to do is use my name as the promo code. By the way, veterans, first responders, you guys get additional great discounts. PatriotMobile.com/Todd or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show on this Friday edition. Hey, don't forget, it's $5 Friday. We're asking you to donate $5 to Alliance Defending Freedom as we help raise money for their Freedom Fund. All this month, it's our big radiothon. And you can do that by going to ToddStarnes.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and just type in the amount you want to give. We're just asking you today at least $5 for $5 Friday. Hey, let's go to the phones here. We've got a trivia question, and we're going to hook you up with a nice little prize package for participating. Let's go to Randall in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Randall, how are you today?
Doing great, Todd. I do wish you the best recovery on your upcoming surgery in advance.
Well, you're kind to say that, Randall. Fortunately, I know the surgeon, and he's a good conservative guy. Remember Reagan when he got shot? He said, I hope you guys are Republicans. So I think I should be in good hands.
I think you are, definitely.
All right, Randall, let's try to win you a prize today. There is a president who is in the hospital right now. Who is that president?
Bill Clinton.
And you would be correct, President Clinton. You know, here's what gets me about this, Randall. And first of all, we just want to say we are praying for the president. We hope he gets well and a speedy recovery. That being said, I was stunned to know he's been in the hospital since Tuesday and nobody knew about it.
Wow.
I mean, normally, if poor Jimmy Carter, he sneezes the wrong way, you've got reporters on the front lawn of his house. But for whatever reason, they kept this one under wraps. So, well, there you go. All right, Randall, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold, and Grace is going to get your information. And, folks, we're going to have more trivia questions throughout all 3 hours of today's program. By the way, I'd like to know where Hillary Clinton is. You know, back in the 1990s, if you had a connection with the Clintons, you had a better shot of kicking the bucket than getting the COVID virus. I mean, for whatever reason, people who were in that Clinton circle were in grave danger. We'll just leave that there. 844-747-8868. That is our number from Chicago. Wow, the police union is doubling down. So the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police sent out an order telling their officers that they do not have to get vaccinated. As a matter of fact, the police union says they are 100% against the vaccine mandate. And I believe the exact quote they used was, "Hell no." John Cantanzara is the president of the union, and he says that Mayor Lori Lesbian Lightfoot's vaccine mandate is absolutely wrong. And he told officers, do not comply. Now, the mandate goes into effect today. Today, every police officer must be vaccinated or get tested for the China virus twice a week. Twice a week. Police are also required to provide their vaccination status to the city by the end of the day. Now, I'm curious. A lot of you folks have faced similar situations on your work site. And I'm curious to know what you decided to do. Did you get the jab or did you say you're going to have to fire me? 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. ToddStarnes.com is the website. Be sure to download our free newsletter and podcast. By the way, that newsletter comes out in about 2 hours, and it's got some great information for you. Hey, Mark Meadows, coming up next.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us. Broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. I hope you're doing great today, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. The website up and running over at toddstarnes.com. Caleb Park managing our team of writers, and they have some great stories. Also, now is a great time to download our free podcast and newsletter. And again, you will be able to find all of those on our website at toddstarnes.com. Well, when the folks over in Hendersonville, North Carolina, found out that Mark Meadows was coming on the program, I got a message from the folks over at WHKP, which is our affiliate there, and they said, you got to be sure to let Congressman Meadows know that we love this guy over here. And so I will promise to do that. Let's go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Former White House Chief of Staff under President Trump and a former great congressman, Mark Meadows. Mark, good to have you back with us.
Todd, great to be with you. And obviously the great folks at WHKP, a real shout out to all of those folks in Western North Carolina, but across the country, all the patriots from coast to coast. It's great to join you. And thanks for so much for always bringing the truth to the American people.
Well, we're always happy to do that, Mark. And by the way, folks, Mark Meadows has a brand new book, which you can pre-order. It's not in bookstores just yet, but it will make an incredible Christmas present, as President Trump wrote earlier this week. The name of the book is called The Chief's Chief. Mark, what was it like writing this book and reliving your years in the White House?
Well, I can tell you that it's not only a great book that tells the behind-the-scenes story, Todd. You and I, obviously, when I was still as Chief of Staff or a member of Congress, would talk from time to time. And this is a president who accomplished great things and, quite frankly, has not been well-served by all the books that have been coming out. It tells the truth. Tells a lot of stories that honestly could only be told by either President Trump or myself. We look at the accomplishments. Just one in particular I kind of highlight early on, even before I was chief, was just how it came to be that he acted and moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And so it gives a real honest flavor, but also just how he made decisions, how quickly he did that. So thanks for giving the shout out. We're hopeful to go against the left wing media trying to cancel everybody. Hopefully your listeners will find it to be an uplifting story about what happened under the last 4 years with President Trump.
Well, not only do we have the most attractive audience in all of conservative talk radio, but we also have one of the most literary. And so I have no doubt they're going to get a copy of this. And it would be great to trigger the people over at the New York Times bestseller list by putting you squarely at number one. So we'll do our best, Mark.
Well, thank you, Todd. And I can tell you, it's interesting. I hired some publishers that had actually been canceled. They started a new publishing company that was publishing conservative books. They were canceled from some of the big houses in New York because they were willing to publish conservative authors. And so we do need to send a clear message to New York and hopefully the New York Times that conservative people are willing to buy books, and we need to make sure they're not canceled.
By the way, this just flew all over me. I was reading some of the reporting about your book coming out, President Trump endorsing the book, and they're questioning the timing of it all, suggesting there's a quid pro quo when it comes to this January 6th committee. Like, the president was saying nice things about your book to get you to go one way or the other. And it's just unbelievable that what the media does. These people are slime balls.
Well, they are slime balls. This is the same media, though, that embraced the whole Russia hoax. When they knew it was not correct, when Adam Schiff knew it is not correct, they knew the facts, and yet they continued to play up to a Russia influence the presidential election in 2016. Listen, the only quid pro quo that we see out there is by those in the left-wing media trying to help drive a narrative that is not consistent with our Judeo-Christian values.
Well said. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our friend, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Mark, the big question is, are you going to testify? So first of all, have you been issued the subpoena? Are you in possession of that, and will you testify?
You know, obviously, I have been issued a subpoena, Todd. You know, that's been reported on. A lot of the specifics I can't get into. You know, these are real complex legal matters that continue to be discussed between the White House, the committee, and the attorneys for me. And so, you know, at this point, the original deadline for the subpoena has now passed. And so I'm going to leave it in the hands of very capable attorneys to hopefully address the legal matters.
Because I guess at this point there could, I mean, they want to send the U.S. Marshals after you guys.
Yeah, I get that. You know, the very fact of the matter is that you know, when you really look at everything, they're looking for a whole lot of information that, quite frankly, does not exist. And so, without getting into any of the specifics, you know, I'm not aware of anybody in the West Wing that had any prior knowledge of anything that happened on January 6th. And so I can't really speak to anything more than that, Todd, but I'm going to leave it to the attorneys to try to work out.
Are you like in an undisclosed location or anything? Or
No, actually.
In hiding.
You know, I'm going to continue to be a voice for conservatives and continue to do that. Still working at the Conservative Partnership there in Washington, D.C., working with conservative members of Congress and the Senate. Actually, we'll be meeting later today with Congresswoman Yvette Harrell, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and Congressman Jim Jordan as we continue to advance the conservative cause.
You know, when you look at what's happening in the country, and President Trump was pretty spot on when he predicted catastrophe, we're looking at a catastrophe unfolding right now with the supply chains. The transportation secretary has been on paid paternity leave for the past 2 months. Senator Marsha Blackburn says he either needs to get back to work or resign. What say you?
Well, he does need to get back to work, but sadly, even if he comes back to work, I'm not optimistic that he's going to be able to solve the problem. The other day, you know, when they were talking about what do they need to do, they said, well, they need to get more apprenticeships to help with the supply chain. I mean, and if that's the best plan that the Biden administration has is new apprenticeships, I mean, sadly, we're in a place where they're just not equipped to handle the problem. You know, the best thing they could do is make a phone call to President Trump and ask him exactly how we were able to manage through a pandemic and get a V-shaped recovery. But you know that their pride will not let them do that. They're going to blame him for the bad thing and, quite frankly, turn their back on the American people while shelves go empty, jobs go unfilled, and we end up with a gross domestic product that continues to fall.
You know, one final question here, Mark, on that, speaking of President Trump, this latest polling data, I mean, the president is crushing any any possible contenders in 2024 right now? I know a lot of folks, including the former vice president, heading to Iowa. But I, it looks to me like this is President Trump's run in 2024.
Well, it does, and obviously he's not made any official announcements. In my book, The Chief's Chief, I talk about some of the private discussions we've had about his future plans and what he's asked me to do. And I agree with you. Listen, people want results, and even some of the people that might have complained about his style, they want results. And when it affects their pocketbooks, their families, their schools, their livelihoods. You know, this is a president that was willing to stand up and stand with them when it came to political correctness across the country. Everybody wants that again, and hopefully we'll get that soon.
All right, folks. Again, the name of the book, The Chief's Chief. We have a link on our live show blog. We'll make it real simple for you folks to get yourself a copy. Go to your favorite bookstore. You can also order it online. Mark, always good hearing from you, and you hang in there.
Thank you, Todd. God bless you, and just keep praying for us. Appreciate it.
Will do. That's former Congressman Mark Meadows, former White House Chief of Staff, good friend of this program, facing a subpoena at this moment for the January 6th commission. It's a witch hunt, kangaroo court. That's what that is. I do want to go real quick, though, to the phones. Keith in North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station, wants to weigh in on that. Hey, Keith, welcome to the show, and what is on your mind?
Well, thank you for taking my call. Well, I do seem to recall that Obama's attorney general was named Eric Holder. And, you know, we had the fast and furious questions about the gun running across the border. He was subpoenaed and held in contempt of court, too, but he never showed up either.
That is true. Never showed up. So there is some precedent there.
I think so.
Look,
you Keith, guys have a great weekend,
Keith,
Todd.
Thank you for that point. And it's a great point Keith brings up here. There's no reason for anyone, Steve Bannon, Mark Meadows, anyone who is subpoenaed, there's no reason for them to testify. That is a kangaroo court. It is a witch hunt, and they're not going to be treated fairly. No reason whatsoever. Get a good lawyer. And honestly, what is the one thing that we have learned from the Trump years? If the FBI comes knocking on your door, do not answer. And if they keep knocking, tell them to call your attorney. But you do not talk to the FBI without your attorney present. It's just too dangerous. I mean, and you hate to go down this path, but the deep state operatives within the FBI have basically turned the FBI into the state police. And that is not a good thing. All right, we've got to take a break. John, coming up, he's got a story for us, works for one of the vaccination companies. We're going to get to that. Plus your calls, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Getting a lot of great comments about our brand new bumper music, and our board op, our engineer for the show, our good friend Kyle, also a DJ, at least for this radio program. And many people say, "Hey, Todd, what is that song?" We've got all that information for you over on our live show blog. So we actually have the daily playlist of songs. You might want to download one of them. We have a pretty eclectic musical style here, thanks to the good work of Kyle. Want to go to the phones, 844-747-8868. John in Georgia, I understand, John, that you work for one of the vaccination companies.
That is correct.
And what's going on?
Well, back in August, they issued a mandate for the vaccine to be accepted by all office employees and contractors by October 4th, gave an extended deadline to the production people. And they just issued the mandate for it that you must be vaccinated by December the 28th. And you have till January 10th to be fully vaccinated or be terminated by March 1st.
Now, John, I know this is going to be a big deal for you because clearly you're going to have a decision you have to make.
Right. I had recently got a medical exemption for a short term, and then I just got approved for a religious exemption, which is only good for 90 days. I had to really push hard to get answers from them if they would allow time at the end of the 90 days to get vaccinated or otherwise, and they finally committed that, yes, you would have a chance to make a decision before your time ran out.
Wait, I want to go back to something you said about the religious exemption is only good for 90 days?
They said at the end of 90 days they would review government restrictions and other guidelines and review and renew if possible or deny.
What, it seems to me that if a religious exemption is granted, the religious exemption lasts for all of eternity.
I would think so, too, but that's not the way it works. They only go evaluate every 90 days.
My goodness. So, John, I'm curious, what are you and your coworkers, what's the general thought there?
Well, there's been several already quit, and there's been several that's been kind of forced into taking the vaccine and already done it, very disgruntled because of it. But there's also the ones of us that have got the religious exemption, and we're just hoping and praying that something will take place to change their mind before then. The company won't even recognize the fact that vaccinated people are spreading it just as much as the unvaccinated people. They're giving them less restrictions starting next week. They don't have to wear masks, and it's just, they refuse to believe that that's part of science.
Wow. And John, do you want to share the name of the vaccination company, or do you want to keep that private?
I'll keep it private.
All right. Well, John, my recommendation and advice, do not resign. Make them, and you should tell your coworkers, make them fire you so you can take some sort of a legal action, you know, if that becomes necessary. Right. But I certainly would not just voluntarily resign.
Right.
All right, John, you hang in there and you let us know how things turn out. Good luck to you. Do you see how this is impacting every American in the country, folks? Everybody's going to have to be faced with making a very, very difficult decision. And it's not right. It is absolutely not right. I will say this. Had I, you know, and again, I am partially vaccinated, but if I were working for that pharmaceutical company, I would refuse to show my vaccination papers. And it's a matter of principle. It's none of their business. But if they go down this path, they're going to be able to fire you or force you to do something to clear up any medical situation they take issue with, whether you are overweight, whether you have diabetes, whether you have glaucoma. I don't know. The list goes on and on and on. Once you open up that door, and it is a very dangerous path. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Okay, Grace, could you do me a favor? Could you please tell Kyle, I don't want anything from Third Eye Blind until I have my cataract surgery. That's a little too personal.
I'll make sure also that he doesn't include any bands with the words foot or screw or metal.
Limp.
Limp.
Hobble.
Ankle.
Ankle. Thank you. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It's Ask the Doctor Hour. No, I'm just kidding. We've got a lot going on this hour of the program. Good to have you back with us. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. I want to play some audio real quick before we bring Congressman Chris Stewart on. This was a conversation that was had on, of all places, CNN about what regular folks are now facing as a result of the Biden administration.
And in general, you're seeing prices rise in a number of areas which really make people feel it.
Right. Increases are causing your family hardship. This is a Fox News poll. Look at the 70% say grocery prices, they're causing hardship. Look at that. Gas prices, 67% say increases are causing hardship. Even 53% on housing costs. And when you put all of that together, I'm going to jump to this final slide. John was not expecting this, but that's the beauty of live television. Look at this. Do you approve of Joe Biden's job? both overall and on the economy. And again, look at this tight correlation, right? 53% overall, 51% back in June, 50% in August, 49% on the economy in August. And look at this, 45% and 44%. So the two are very tight together. The economy is actually the thing that's most predictive of the president's job performance at this point. And the financial hardships people are feeling are clearly playing into this, which is playing into this.
James Carville says it's the economy.
All right. Well, there you go. Are you facing a hardship at the grocery store, at the gas pump? Is this putting the squeeze on your budget? 844-747-8868. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to have our friend from the great state of Utah, Congressman Chris Stewart, with us. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be with you. And of course, people aren't facing hardship. President Biden has already told us we're not facing any hardships. This is all just transitory, don't you know?
Only rich people care about this kind of stuff, right, Congressman?
Exactly.
You know, I am curious what folks in Utah are telling you, your constituents, as the prices go up and the shelves go bare.
You know, I've been fortunate to be home for the last week or so, and I can't tell you how many people I've talked to and how many business leaders I've talked to and how many families I've talked to. And, you know, if you're making $1 million a year, you don't care that much if the price of milk goes to $6 a gallon, and you don't care that much if the price of gasoline goes to $4 a gallon. But you care a lot if you're an electrician, if you work in the service industry, if you're a young family just starting out. And they know and they feel what is happening in our economy. And I don't care what the administration says. I don't care if it's Secretary Yellen says it's just transitory, that this is, you know, some people's figment of imagination. It's true, and it's hurting people. And the administration is, instead of trying to help, they're going to make it much, much worse if they go forward with their plans to pass this reconciliation bill and transportation bill. The infrastructure bill, it's going to make it much worse.
Meanwhile, Congressman, we've got word leaked out yesterday from Politico that Pete Buttigieg has been MIA. They say that he's been on 2 months of paternity leave after getting the twins. And a lot of people, including Senator Marsha Blackburn, are saying, look, this guy needs to either get back to work or resign. What say you?
Well, I'm kind of torn on this because I agree. We generally would want him back to work, but I don't think he's going to help. And I think he's probably going to make things worse because he's going to support the administration's plans, which once again are going to make things worse. So we might be actually ironically blessed that he hasn't been down there on the battle lines making things worse, because the things that he's going to advocate are not going to solve the problem. And I, of course, I say that kind of tongue in cheek. He has a responsibility in the position that he's in to be fighting every day. I mean, to look at these issues and to understand them and then to develop policies that will help. And if it's everything from supply chain, whether it's the ships sitting out in the harbor that we've talked about a lot over the last few weeks, but it's much, much more than that. I mean, if you are a trucker right now, life is good for you. You've got plenty of work and you've actually had a pretty significant pay raise. But the reality is we just don't have enough of them. And a lot of them have left the industry because they've been encouraged to do that, because they just frankly can make as much money as we know over the last 18 months not working as if they had worked. And those are just two easy examples of where federal policy, and especially under this president now, as previously under Nancy Pelosi, but under this president as well, has decimated our economy. And look, this isn't going to be fixed by the weekend. I wish I could say that, hey, give us 6 months and we're going to be able to fix this. It's going to take time. And I just hope that the Secretary of Transportation and others, you know, take the time to really understand what the problem is, and then develop a policy that's going to help and be honest with the American people about it.
And I suspect it's also in another way, it's a good reminder that if you actually buy American, there's a good chance your product isn't going to get stuck at some sort of a port, and that's a reminder of, you know, supporting American grown businesses right here in the good old U.S. of A, Congressman.
I think that's a great point. And not only American grown, buy local. I mean, a lot of it was so easy for people to jump on their computer and order almost everything that we consume now through Amazon or through some online service, as you've indicated, that is great for the workers in China, not so great for the workers here in the U.S., and not good at all many times for the local community. And a lot of people, not everything, But a lot of times you can go down to your little mom and pops and get the things that you need and supporting them as well. So it's not only U.S. workers, but U.S. retail. You know, the small shops that kind of drive small town America, those are important too. And they've been left behind in the last 18 months as you've allowed these huge national and international box chain or big box stores to stay open. But you shut down the local hardware store. How is that fair and how does it make sense? And they're trying to claw back from this now, and they deserve our support as well.
Yes, they do. And I appreciate you saying that, Congressman. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Chris Stewart from Utah, a Republican. Congressman, you also recently sent a letter to the Attorney General over the Department of Justice targeting moms and dads speaking out against the school boards. What I find interesting is you have a very different approach to this because you're a member of the House Intel Committee and you've got a problem with the FBI being used here.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Todd, I hope we have an hour to talk about this because it deserves time. Look, it is insane over the last 9 months where the Department of Justice and this president, this administration has gone from accusing the former President Trump of being a dictator to his supporters being white supremacists and terrorists, to people like my daughter who is expecting her second child, and she doesn't want to take the vaccination right now because that's a reasonable concern, but now she's a terrorist for not being vaccinated, to now finally parents who love their kids and are scared to death of some of the things are being taught in school, and they want to voice those concerns, and the Department of Justice is going to bring in the FBI to target those parents, ignoring, by the way, months of rioting, $2 billion of damage, 27 deaths, the targeting of everything from federal courthouses to state buildings to law enforcement. No, we're not going to look at that. But let's go look at these parents who are concerned about their local school board. In what universe does that make sense? And how in the world does this Mr. Garland, who, by the way, I'm so grateful to know who he is now and that he's not on the Supreme Court, but who in the world is he to convince the American people that the real threat facing our country is angry and scared parents?
It's a great question, and here's my concern, that this is going to put fear into the hearts of good-hearted moms and dads who normally would never protest, never raise their voice, but their kid is being indoctrinated in the classroom, and now those people who have really never been involved in politics, and they don't know how all of this works, I think this is an effort to tamp down on free speech, and it really is an intimidation factor, and that's what bothers me about this.
Well, and it should, and of course that's going to be the outcome. Now, I don't know whether that's their intention, and I think it probably is, but whether it's their intention or not, that's certainly going to be the outcome. You can't have the Department of Justice, the Attorney General of the United States, in a very public forum, say, hey, this is going to be one of our priorities now. We're going to put the FBI and other law enforcement agencies in a coordinated effort to stop it. Of course, that's going to have the outcome of having people frightened. And, you know, normally you go to your school board meeting and there'd be some local police officer, probably someone that you knew, because he was more than likely than not one of the school resource officers. Well, now there's going to be faceless, nameless FBI agents, probably brought in from another state or from Washington, D.C. Of course it's going to have that outcome. And that's exactly what they want to do. They want to stifle, they want to instill fear, and they want their agenda to continue to go forward without having, you know, parents, how dare parents, stand up and express concern over their children.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, Congressman, we're glad you're on top of this. We'll get you back soon and let us know how all of this turns out.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Congressman Chris Stewart out of Utah, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it really is despicable, just absolutely despicable what the federal government is doing here. They're trying to terrify moms and dads. You dare speak out against your school board, and we're going to send the FBI after you. I mean, that's, in a nutshell, that's exactly what they're doing. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks, and to pay some bills. Also time for a trivia question. This week we talked about a very popular DC Comics superhero who came out of the closet. Who was that? Which superhero came out of the closet this week? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
month, I've been sharing real-life examples of how your freedoms can be threatened by the government. And that's why it's so important that you go to ToddStarnes.com right now and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner and donate to ADF, America's largest and most successful Christian nonprofit legal defense organization. By the way, all of your gifts, and today, Friday, $5 Friday, tax deductible, 100% tax deductible. Now, you'd think a church would be the last place that we would have to worry about religious freedom. But over this past year, we've seen even churches be forced to close during the pandemic. And that's raised some big concerns by many public figures, including former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
There are those who would want to deny us the capacity to practice our faith and to worship in the way that we choose, or if we choose not to, no faith at all. We need to make sure that this nation remains that beacon of religious freedom for the entire world, to model how the dignity of every human being created in the image of God can be reflected by the capacity for those individuals to practice their faith.
And ADF is fighting for us. So let's open our hearts, folks, and our wallets. Before your weekend starts, if you can afford a tax-deductible gift, whether it's $5 or $100 for the Freedom Fund, I need your help right now to join my campaign. We're raising $25,000. That is our goal, and we're very, very close. If $100, again, too much, hey, look, we welcome any donation in any amount, which is why we're doing $5 Friday. Go to ToddStarnes.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or just phone in your gift to my special ADF hotline. Give them a call, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. And thank you on behalf of all of our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom, thank you. Those of you who have already made a donation, thank you as well. All right, let's get back to the phones. We've got a trivia question on the table for this hour of the show. Let's go to Scott in Arkansas. Hey, Scott, how are you today?
Todd, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Scott, here is the question for you. We were talking about this earlier in the week. Big national story. DC comic book hero coming out of the closet. Who was that?
That was Superman.
Yes, you are correct. The son of Superman, also called Superman. I don't know. They call him Junior? I don't think so. But yeah, coming out of the closet as a bisexual, having a love affair with an older man, which... Well, we're not going to talk about that now. But, Scott, congratulations. That answer is enough for you to win a prize, and we're going to put you on hold so that Grace can get all of your information. And we'll be tossing out a couple of more questions in the next hour of the program. So I have a question for you. And this is really for ladies, but, guys, we will take your calls on this, too. Should Mayor Pete Buttigieg, should he have gotten 2 months of paternity leave after the birth of the twins? Now, I was scrolling through, and normally I don't do this, but I was scrolling through some of the comments on our social media page, and somebody took me to task. They said specifically that Mayor Pete deserved paternity leave, but the woman who gave birth to the twins did not deserve maternity leave. And the reason why is because they say she gave up the kids. So they say the mom in this case, the biological mother, the birth mother, does not deserve maternity leave because she only gave birth to the children. Mayor Pete and his husband, Cheston, are the ones who are going to be raising the kids. And therefore, they deserve to have maternity and paternity leave. I'm curious to know your thoughts about that. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. And now the LGBT mob is coming after. They're calling me homophobic. How dare you? How dare you criticize this good and decent father and for having a baby? Okay, well, you know what? You know, we have to, you cannot rewrite biological history. You can't do that. Men cannot give birth to babies. I don't care how many rights you have, but you cannot, men, give birth to babies. Unbelievable. Oh, I've got to get this story in for you. East Lansing Public Schools. This is Michigan. So you can kind of figure out why this holiday was canceled. But now, East Lansing Public Schools in Michigan dropping Halloween and Valentine's Day celebrations. We're going to tell you more about that after the top of the hour. I want to go to Tiffany, listening to us in Georgia on paternity leave. All right, Tiffany, where do you stand on this?
So the way I feel about this situation is I understand she gave up the children, but giving birth is a lot. I have two children myself, and it's not an easy task. So she should at least get maternity leave to recoup from the stress and the physical stress of what she went through. Now, as far as the couple goes, they deserve maternity and paternity leave too, but not 2 months. When I worked at a call center, I got maternity leave for about 6 weeks, and that was all I was granted. So I had to go back to work. He needs to go back to work too.
Tiffany, just think about this. And again, I don't, you know, it's America. You can live your life however you want to live your life. But you're the first gay president, and you end up, you know, adopting kids. And what are you going to do, take 2 months off? You can't do that. You're president of the United States. Unbelievable.
Exactly. Unbelievable. And I stand with you guys on your opinion.
All right, Tiffany, God bless you, and give us a holler back one of these days. By the way, folks, President Biden is speaking. We are monitoring the comments, and we will bring those to you right after the top of the hour news. We are going to have to take a break. By the way, do not forget, head over, new listeners, subscribe to the newsletter. Over 250,000 of you have already done that. We have one of the largest conservative newsletters in America. And we send you news that you can use every single day. Oh, that rhymes. Or maybe that's just the hydrocodone. I don't know. But I'm feeling a little loopy right now. Folks, hang tight. Hour three coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. Hope things are going well wherever you might be. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So we were talking in the last hour, and the phone sort of blew up over this story about Mayor Pete Buttigieg getting 2 months of paternity leave in the middle of a national crisis for which his cabinet office is responsible for. In the meantime, many of you are taking me to task on social media saying that the woman, the birth mother, the person who actually gave birth, the biological mother, does not deserve maternity leave because she gave away the children to the two, to Buttigieg and his husband, Chasten is his name, Pete and Chasten. Now, Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel address this in a rather interesting way. Let's take a listen.
But still, the White House does not seem concerned. Pete Buttigieg has been on leave from his job since August after adopting a child. Paternity leave, they call it, trying to figure out how to breastfeed. No word on how that went. But now he's back in office as the transportation secretary, and he's deeply amused, he says, to see that dozens of container ships can't get into this country.
Well, it's a fair point he raises. And again, we're not talking about just the average Joe. We're talking about the Secretary of Transportation. What would happen? And this is a legitimate question based on how all of this went down. What would happen if Pete Buttigieg had been the Democrat nominee and had won the presidency? Would Mayor Pete just, or President Pete just take 2 months off? Say, you know what, guys, got to go. Appreciate you electing me, but I've got to go and bond with my two infants. These are legitimate questions that need to be asked. But the broader question here is: should the birth mother be given the same rights as Mayor Pete was given? 844-747-8868. Or did the birth mother just surrender maternity leave when she gave up the children. 844-747-8868. Now, there is an interesting column in Religion News Service. Religion News Service is a far-left news website. There is a columnist there by the name of Karen Swallow Pryor, and she is a professor at the Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. I believe that's in the Carolinas. And she wrote this, it's really a nasty hit piece on all of you people out there who are involved in the fight for religious liberty. And she calls people like you cosplay Christianity. And she likens it to sexual fantasies that one engages in the bedroom with your spouse. Karen Swallow Pryor writes, and I'm going to be reading some of this, and I'm curious to get your take on this, because I'm telling you, the Southern Baptist Convention has gone full-blown woke. They have been taken over by a nasty Twitter mob. These people are pro-critical race theory, and they are hell-bent on taking out anybody who stands in their way, and many of these guys are actually pastors, preachers. It's really shocking. Here's what Professor Swallow Pryor writes. This is a point with universal application, not only about our personal lives, but our public lives, too. Anytime we find ourselves pretending, we ought to ask, what about our real life? Our true self is not enough. This is particularly important for Christians. Christians who are eager in the face of any opposition or hostility toward Christianity, or even just personal preference, to jump into the role of being persecuted. One pastor with a large public platform recently made a public defense of breaking the law in response to a common government regulation, which he considers persecution. I suspect thousands of religious martyrs of the past and believers of the present who cannot legally worship in their countries would beg to differ with his characterization. Like bedroom fantasies, this impulse toward what I call cosplay Christianity develops when faithfulness alone is not enough. Now, I want to stop here for just a moment. This is probably one of the most vile, ignorant columns I have read in a long time. But the whole point of this is, if you are coming under persecution, if you're a person of faith, then you should just keep quiet and know that God is in control. Well, of course God is in control, but we also have a personal responsibility. And I'm just going to throw this out there. If I wanted to be a persecuted Christian, I would move to China. But I prefer to live here in America, where we have certain freedoms. And it seems to me, as a good Christian citizen, I should defend those freedoms. But people like Professor Swallow Pryor seem to believe that makes you a bad Christian, that basically you should just step back and let whatever happens happen. Do you buy into that argument? Do you believe that people of faith should just sit out and not engage? I talked about this on Sunday during my remarks at Calvary Chapel Church in Chino Hills, California. And I believe this is one of the reasons why the country is in such a great big mess right now, is that Christians, by and large, have in fact disengaged from the culture, and that many large churches have completely shut down any sort of involvement in the culture. Instead of speaking truth to the culture, culture is now speaking their truth to the church. And what do we have? We've got chaos, ladies and gentlemen. It's just chaos. That's what it is. All of the problems facing America are at their root issues regarding faith. That's what's really going on here. So I'm curious to know, do you buy into this argument by Professor Karen Swallow Pryor from Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, that if you are a person speaking out about persecution, that makes you a fake Christian, someone playing make-believe? 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. By the way, President Biden, speaking a few moments ago, The man lost his wife. I'm not making this up. The man lost his wife.
Where's Jill? I'm Jill Biden's husband. She is now in, I think she's either in New Jersey or Virginia, I'm not sure, after teaching 15 credits this week at the community college. And she is out there making the case.
Good Lord. I mean, the guy, it just, you know, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse with this guy. And I contend one of two things is happening. Either the teleprompter is having some sort of a technical malfunction, or Joe Biden is. Somebody's got a medical issue. I want to go back and play some audio from the last hour. CNN now weighing in on the rise in grocery prices. According to CNN's data, these price rises and the increases are now causing a hardship for 70% of Americans.
And in general, you're seeing prices rise in a number of areas which really make people feel it.
Right. Increases are causing your family hardship. This is a Fox News poll. Look at the 70% say grocery prices, they're causing hardship. Look at that. Gas prices, 67% say increases are causing hardship. Even 53% on housing costs. And when you put all of that together, I'm going to jump to this final slide. John was not expecting this, but that's the beauty of live television. Look at this. Do you approve of Joe Biden's job, both overall and on the economy? And again, look at this tight correlation, right? 53% overall, 51% back in June, 50% in August, 49% on the economy in August. And look at this, 45% and 44%. So the two are very tight together. The economy is actually the thing that's most predictive of the president's job performance at this point. And the financial hardships people are feeling are clearly playing into this, which is playing into this.
James Carville says it's the economy.
All right. And it is the economy, stupid. They better pay attention. Get it together. Republicans, you've got a great opportunity here. Don't mess it up. We have more audio from Joe Biden. You know what? I'm just going to let you hear this for yourselves.
You know, when I talk to all your folks out in the playground, as I joked, everybody knows I like kids better than people. Fortunately, they're like me. That's why maybe I like them. You know, when I talk to all your...
Wow. So Joe Biden announcing to the nation that he likes children more than he likes people. And can we play this again? Because I thought I heard him say he likes to wander around the playground.
You know, when I talk to all your folks out in the playground, as I joked, everybody knows I like kids better than people. Fortunately, they're like me. That's why maybe I like them.
So, Grace, you look somewhat horrified right now.
I mean, does he not know all the things people say about him and children? It's just like, don't talk about kids.
You know, he likes to caress their hair, and he encourages them to fondle his own leg hairs. Remember that from the swimming pool.
Yeah, who can forget that?
I mean, that's a big deal. So you really do wonder, this is really creepy stuff here.
It is, and it just keeps piling on. You can just make a mega mix.
So now the president has admitted to wandering around playgrounds looking for children to hang out with.
And he says that he likes them because they're just like me. That's what he said.
Childlike? Yeah. Ooh. Senile? I'm just saying, this is the president of the United States, the leader of the free world. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. Oh, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. All I can tell you, if you get an invitation to the White House Christmas party and you have small children, I would not go. I would say, you know what? We're going to McDonald's that night. We're going to the Chick-fil-A, but thank you very much. We appreciate the thought. If I had a child, I wouldn't have him anywhere near Joe Biden. We'll be right back.
And I'd love kids jumping on my lap.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
This is terrible. We have a bit of breaking news to share with you, ladies and gentlemen. I really don't know how to say this, but apparently there are some Dunkin' Donuts around the country that do not have donuts. No, I'm not making this up. Grace, you found this on Twitter. There is, there's a photograph, and we believe this to be a Dunkin' Donuts in Baltimore, in Maryland. But there's a sign on the door, and the shelves are empty. There are no donuts, Grace. It looks like that looks like a bear claw or maybe an apple fritter in the background.
Yeah.
Nobody eats that.
Especially not the bear claw.
No, it's not very good. It says, we apologize, but due to supply chain issues, we do not have donuts today.
Man, what is the world coming to, Todd? Can't even go get a donut.
They said, please try our wonderful bagels and muffins.
Who goes to Dunkin' Donuts for the bagels?
Who goes for the muffins?
Either way.
Can I just say, there was years ago, there's a Seinfeld episode. And the whole point of the Seinfeld episode was people who eat the muffin top and then people who eat the muffin, the bottom.
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yep.
I'm one of those people. I never eat the muffin bottom.
What?
Yeah, I always eat the top of the muffin.
I eat the whole thing. It's all edible.
No, it's I don't know why, but
the top's the best though.
It is the best, especially if it's been if it gets a little tiny bit crunchy around the outsides. I love it.
Sometimes
that.
They put like sugar on top of it, you know, powdered sugar.
All right, 844-747-8868. Sorry to break the news to you, America, but again, this is on Pete Buttigieg, but he's on maternity leave. So he'll get back to you in a couple of months. By the way, new polling survey out of Virginia. This is from theblaze.com, by the way. More than half of Virginia parents think that parents should tell schools what to do. You know, the governor or the guy who wants to be governor, Terry McAuliffe, says you parents don't have a right to tell the school district anything. You have absolutely no rights. And he would not allow parents to have any say in what happens in the schoolhouse. But according to a survey, 57% of Virginia parents say they should be having involvement in the local public school. Interesting story. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to throw out another trivia question for you. This one involves, we had some fun with this on the show earlier this week. There was a phrase that's being shouted at many football games, many outdoor gatherings involving many, many, many people. What was the phrase, F.U. Biden, mistaken for by a reporter at a NASCAR race? This happened at a NASCAR race, and the reporter thought they were saying something else. What was that? 844-747-8868 if you know the answer. In the meantime, let's go to Nate in Maine, listening to us on WLOB, and Nate wants to weigh in on the supply chain issues. Hey, Nate, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how are you? I enjoy listening to you every day.
Thank you.
You give us unvaccinated people hope.
Well, we do what we can, Nate. We do what we can.
Well, no, my thought was I keep waiting for all these announcements the reason why, you know, the supply chains and everything's broken down is I keep waiting for you to say it's because of the unvaccinated people. They've blamed us for everything else. I can't believe they're not blaming us for the cargo ship sitting in the water. So that's all I wanted to say.
Well, Nate, you're not too far off on that. But what I found interesting about all of this, Biden says, well, they're gonna start operating 24/7. Apparently, most of the ports over there already do. And most of the work that is done at those ports is all automated. So there's actually no human involvement in many of the processes of moving a cargo container from point A to point B.
Oh, wow.
So
I guess that's one thing they can't blame on the unvaccinated.
Well, there you go. Well, they'll find some way, Nate, but we'll be here to defend you. So you hang in there. And
you've
got it. God bless you. All right, let's go to North Carolina, WHKP, North Carolina, WHKP, Rebecca on the line, and she wants to try her hand at the trivia. Rebecca, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, and I've talked to you before.
Well, it's good to chat again, and let's see if you can't win this trivia question here. We were talking about a NASCAR reporter, and she misunderstood what the crowd was chanting about Joe Biden. What did she think they were saying?
Let's go, Brandon.
Right, let's go to the tape there. I think we have that.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Out there. Rebecca, that guy sounds familiar. I can't put my finger on it, but he sounds familiar. All right, Rebecca, congratulations. You are a winner. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to send you a lovely prize package. All right, we've got another question for you, and we'll be going to the trivia phones in the next half hour of the program. What airline blamed bad weather on thousands of flight cancellations this week? What airline blamed bad weather on thousands of flight cancellations? Give us a call at 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Grace, have I done a good job thus far under the influence of narcotics?
You've stayed pretty much on track.
All right.
I'm pretty impressed.
Okay, I'm glad. I figured, you know, we would get calls from the national media if something went awry, but you never know.
Was a little, listen, especially after listening to that Joe Biden audio, I think you're okay.
All right, good. I just want to make sure. Thank you. So that really was a thing. I wasn't imagining that, hallucinating that.
Nope, that was all reality, unfortunately.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Very good. Hey, let's go right to the phones. Louisiana, Dustin, listening to us from 960 AM, KROF, a terrific radio station. Dustin, how are things down there in Cajun country?
Pretty warm, but pretty great.
It's always great down there, Dustin. What a great town you live in, and a great radio station as well, and we appreciate you listening to our radio program.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's try to win you a prize here real quick. We were talking about this earlier in the week. What airline blamed bad weather on thousands of flight cancellations this week? What was that airline, Dustin?
That would be Southwest Airlines.
And yes, you would be absolutely right. It was Southwest Airlines. Congratulations. And we want you to do us a favor, Dustin. We want you to invite your friends to switch over to the incredible lineup over at 960 AM at KROF.
You got it.
All right, Dustin, you hang tight. Grace is going to pick up the phone, and we're going to get you hooked up with a prize package. All right, folks, all this week we have been talking about, and really all this month we've been talking about, the great work that Alliance Defending Freedom is doing. And they are standing in the gap for you and me. We have been raising money. It's sort of our radiothon. And today, $5 Friday. So we want you to, we'd love for you to give $100 or $1,000, but some of you may say, Todd, I've only got $5. That's okay, because that $5 is going to help, and it's going to help fight for religious liberty and our freedoms. And it's 100% tax deductible, and you can make that gift right now on our website, toddstarnes.com. But I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're very honored to have with us Dr. Jerry Davis from the College of the Ozarks, an incredible school, and also Ryan Bangert, who is an attorney with Alliance Defending Freedom. Dr. Davis, I want to start with you, sir. I know you guys are, first of all, welcome to the show, and hope you're doing good today.
Thank you very much. It's a good day.
Well, Dr. Davis, I know you guys are embroiled in a big legal fight over gender identity and sexual orientation. Tell our listeners, bring our listeners up to speed on what's going on there at the College of the Ozarks.
Well, the College of the Ozarks, with support from AEF, filed suit against the president and two secretaries over an executive order, which basically, if implemented, would stop us from referring to men's dorms and women's dorms, and that we would have to assign, I guess, people to whatever dorm room they wanted, males and female dorm rooms, use the same shower. And but in this part of the country, that's just crazy. I mean, other than that, we subscribe to a biblical worldview, and we believe there's one man and one woman, and we don't need the government being dean of students, basically.
Well, I'm in full agreement with you there, Dr. Davis. I want to bring in Ryan. Ryan, the thing that really gets me here is this is a private Christian school, College of the Ozarks, and you have the government telling them they can't run their school based on their religious beliefs.
That's right, Todd. And this is just another example of the Biden administration trying to force a, quite frankly, a radical ideology, a radical view of humanity on the nation through these executive orders, these unaccountable executive orders, these agency actions that are not being put forward for public notice and comment, using the bureaucratic administrative state to force what many people would say is a radical and unpopular view of human beings and an ideology that most people can't agree with, force it on the American people, including private schools like College of the Ozarks. And that's why Dr. Davis and College of the Ozarks stood up and said, well, we're not going to stand for this. This is unlawful, doesn't comply with federal law, and we're going to take the Biden administration to court.
And Dr. Davis, I want to ask you a very straightforward question about Alliance Defending Freedom. First of all, why go with ADF?
Well, we're informed about ADF, and it's good work, and we think highly of their lawyers and their representation. So we're very, very pleased with ADF, and we think that they can defend our position, and they have from the start, and we don't plan on backing down, and they don't either.
And one final question, Dr. Davis. Sure. How much did Alliance Defending Freedom charge you to represent you guys?
Well, they don't charge us, and, you know, which is remarkable. I know something about what legal fees cost, and if they did not, then we would be put in the terrible position of having to expend substantial sums of money that would be taken basically from our efforts to help students who can't afford to be here. Our college is designed for those. It's a Christian school that admits 90% of its students who must show financial need. So it'd hurt the students in the end, and we certainly support their work beyond what they're doing with us. I mean, my wife and I plan to make a donation because, you know, like other charities that we support, we believe in what they're doing. And, you know, these things are going to be fought out in the courts, and people who think otherwise got their heads stuck in the sand.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, Dr. Davis. And Ryan, I hope you don't mind me asking those questions because it's important. You know, our listeners have been very supportive of Alliance Defending Freedom, and it's good to hear from people like Dr. Davis knowing that that money they're giving, whether it's $5 or $100 or $1,000, it's going to help young people that are going to a Christian school like College of the Ozarks.
That's right. The donations that people sacrificially give to the ADF is what makes all of this possible, from defending schools like College of the Ozarks and helping its students, many of whom otherwise couldn't afford to go to school, helping female athletes all across the country who are being put in a position of competing against men, but also defending the rights of college students on campus whose speech is being squelched, all the way up to defending the rights of the unborn in an upcoming Supreme Court case this year. So we really do appreciate all of the support and the contributions that people sacrificially give. Nothing that we do would be possible without it.
And I got to tell you, Ryan, from a radio host position, and again, I was a journalist for 15 years at Fox News Channel, you know, a lot of people are genuinely shocked. And they would hear a story like this and say, there's no way the Biden administration would force a Christian school to violate their religious beliefs. But this is what's happening here, and that's why it's so important we get these stories out. If CNN and MSNBC are not going to cover these stories, we are in the talk radio world.
Good for you.
Now, we absolutely appreciate it, Todd.
All right, well, guys, well done, and we're gonna stand alongside of you as you fight this good fight. You let us know what we can do, and Ryan, I know we're giving out the website address and sharing the phone numbers, and we're doing our part to raise that money this month for the good work that you guys are doing. So God bless you, Ryan, Dr. Davis. God bless you, and we got your back. Anybody comes after you guys, you let us know, and we'll be there.
Thank you very much, Don.
All right, Dr. Jerry Davis, president of College of the Ozarks, and wow, what a story. The idea that the federal government is going to go in and tell a Christian school, yeah, you can't have men's dorms and female dorms. You can't do that because that discriminates against transgender people. Now, I'm glad they have an attorney, but I suspect just hearing the university president's his voice, the tone and tenor, even if they didn't have attorneys, I'm sure they would tell the Biden administration to take a flying flip. In the name of the Lord, of course, but there you go. All right. You know what? We're going to go to the phones here. Let's head to Salem, Oregon. Tom, listening to us on KYKN. Hi, Tom. What's going on?
Hi. Very good. I'm actually just finished topping off gas here, and if you want to update, Costco is jam-packed.
Is that right?
But my beef is with the Republicans. I don't think they're talking tough enough. I think they should be saying, and I think we can prove it, Biden is waging war on American citizens, on especially the lowest income level here, really. He shut down the natural gas by the fracking, shut down the pipeline, raising the gas prices, asking for Arab countries to pump more and Russia to pump more. My God. And then on the border, wide open border, and where are all these people going and how are they repaying the cartel? They are indentured servants, in essence, which used to be called slavery, but I think the Dems would rather call it indentured servants. And how are they going to be paying them back? What I'd like to see is more reporters following these people and figuring out how are they getting the money back to the cartels and what kind of stuff are they up to.
Now, Tom, I want to go back to something you said here because this is fascinating about the impact this is having on poor people in America. I think this is intentional. I think they want the poor, the lower middle class, to suffer. They want them to feel the pain of having to pay. How much did you have to pay for gas?
Well, actually, Costco is the cheapest, not probably almost the state. And we're at, I'll look at the split bill short here, $3.19. But I think other ones I looked at on my app are like about $3.59. Ballpark right around there.
Well, it was $1.50 during the Trump years. I mean, clearly we have seen a massive increase at the price at the pump. But my point is this: if you go back, it's what the White House chief of staff did on Twitter when he shared that tweet about how this is really all about impacting the rich. Tom, I think they're conditioning the country to stage a full blown race and socioeconomic war, pitting the wealthy and the upper middle class against everybody else. So I think that was intentional. This was not some sort of a faux pas. This is all part of a plan and a strategy to make poor people suffer even worse so that they will take it out on the wealthy. That's where I think all of this is going.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Also, with all the 2 million or so that they're letting in, it's going to drive up rent. I'm the landlord, and rents are... they're just moving up. They're moving up. And, as long as people pay the rent, we'll put them in normally. Mm-hmm. But, if we get some proof.
Well, you got it. Yep. Show that ID if you can, if you're allowed to in Oregon. But it used to be where you had to have some sort of a driver's license to prove you were who you said you were. Hey, Tom, hate to do this. We've got a skedaddle. Great call, though. Thank you for listening to us. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. One more question before we got one more trivia question. Which Hollywood superstar said that calling extraterrestrials aliens is offensive? So who was it that said, Calling them aliens is offensive. Is it Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, or Steven Tyler? We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Baby, I love you. I love you, Grace. I think it's the meds.
I'm going to hope so.
I was going to say it was the hydroxychloroquine, but that's another thing. That's another story.
I think right now you like whatever you're on right now.
Yeah, I can't do the show with on opioids. I just can't do it. That's not a good idea.
We have made it through with the help of a lot of trivia.
And thank you for your prayers and kind thoughts. Some of you out there sent very nice messages.
Others, tough love, right?
It is big time, yes. Thank you, Peter Frampton. Wow, what a day. What a day. And let's go to the phones. Corky is on the line from KROF. That's 960 AM in Lafayette, Louisiana. Hey, Corky, how's it going today?
Well, after three hurricanes been in the last year and struggling through doctor's appointments all this week, I called to say I enjoy your show. I had a answer the trivia question, but I can't remember what it was now.
It's okay. Look, I'm the same way, Corky. After I hit 50, I started forgetting stuff. So, you know, it goes with the territory. All right. So, Corky, here we go. This is the question. There was a Hollywood superstar, and she was talking about extraterrestrials. And she said that we should no longer call them aliens because that is offensive to them. And we just want to know, who was it? Was it Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, or Steven Tyler?
Well, I think I just guessed it was Miley, but it's probably Demi.
Yes, it is. Demi Lovato. You are correct. There you go, Corky.
Yeah. Murphy's Law exists.
I love it. Yeah, well, this is true. By the way, Corky, I've got to brag on your town. The last time I was there with the great Bernadette Lee over on KPEL, which is your sister station, one of the local bakeries brought in something called a Boudin pecan pie.
Oh, man, that's something good.
That was something good. I've never had anything quite like it, and it was delicious. So I got to get back there for some good old Boudin.
Well, you get down here, you call me up because I'm here.
All right.
And I'll take you to the best places because I know the people from all over the state. I've traveled, been here, done that. And we got a great place right here in the middle of Carrico called Swanky's, and they make fantastic food.
Swanky's. All right, I'm writing that down. All right, that's good to know.
And they have a patio where we play a little music out there and do some Cajun.
Got a little Zydeco going on. That's a great night. Great night, Downing. I love it.
They tell him the Bonta Relisha.
I love it. Love it. Corky, you hang tight. Speak English for Grace. She doesn't speak Cajun like you and me. And Grace will get you covered. I love Lafayette, Louisiana. If you have not been down there, and again, it's not, you know, on the regular. Yes.
You know, I'm about to go to New Orleans.
Oh, that's right.
I'm about to ask him for some recommendations.
You need to ask Corky. That's right. You're going down for the Doobie Brothers concert.
I am.
McDonald. When is that?
Next Saturday.
Oh, geez, Alou. All right. We're going to miss you around here. Because you're taking a few days.
I am.
All right.
A little R&R.
Well, good for you. Well deserved, actually. All right. Go take care of Corky. Get some recommendations. And then let me know what he says. Because Corky sounds like he knows. Folks, it has been an incredible week. And I just, again, cannot thank you enough for supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. This is very important what we're doing here. And that's why we are donating our airtime to raising money for ADF. So again, $5, that's all we're asking. If everyone in our listening audience right now went to our website, clicked on that Alliance Defending Freedom banner and donated $5, we would not only raise what we're trying to raise, we would probably quadruple that. So, you know, again, you know, pray about it, see what God wants you to do. And, you know, if you feel led, We would love for you to do that. And by the way, 100% tax deductible, your gift. Look, thanks for the prayers. We're going to keep you updated on the how the ankle surgery goes. In the meantime, you get out there, have a great weekend, America. Whatever you do, be sure to go to church on Sunday.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.